You know, I've been a backup in the league before, and that's your job, is to be ready at a moment's notice. So I think I've said all along, even when I was third string or the backup, wherever I might have been, I've always tried to prepare like I'm the starter, even though you really, you know, you don't get the reps, but you take the mental reps. And, you know, you try to be ready when your name's called. So, like I said, the only difference this week is, you know, I know I'll be out there when the game starts.
Brian, in terms of this game, critical it is, you don't want to make it bigger than the other ones, but does it feel like this is kind of a pivotal point in the season for you guys at 1-4?
Yeah, I think at this point we just got to take it one day at a time. I mean, that's kind of what Coach echoed to us today. Come out and have our best day today. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Go out there and have the best day you can today, and then move on to the next one. That's really, you know, how you have to take it at this point. And like I said, you know, we go out here and prepare the best we can this week, and then when it comes to Sunday, just go out and execute the best we can.
Bill had a lot of intensity himself. He was running around today. Did you guys kind of pick up on that?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, all of us really went out and had a good practice, had fun. You know, sometimes when things aren't going, you know, really well for you, you just go out there and try to remember you're playing a game and go out there and have fun and embrace your teammates, go out there, compete as hard as you can, and like I said, take it one day at a time.
How did you spend the kind of weekend off?
Yeah, I went to NASA. I took my kids to NASA. It was pretty cool. Now that I'm a Houstonian, I definitely wanted to, you know, take part in that. And, you know, I have some interest in that, so it was cool. I got a little tour. And yesterday, just kind of, you know, watched the Jaguars game a little bit and then, you know, spent time with my family. So it was good to, you know, get away for a few days and kind of regroup and then come back out here and have a good day today.
Do you watch analytics?
Yeah, not as a fan. I mean, obviously, like, you don't have the coach's tape, but sometimes when you watch the game film or the TV copy, you see things that you don't necessarily see on the game tape, too. And, you know, I was kind of flipping back and forth from a few different games, so, but definitely had my eye on that and, you know, just try to relax and let your body recuperate.
Brian, what do you feel like you can do better to kind of get yourself in a position where you can claim ownership of the job and kind of where...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not concerned about that so much right now. I'm just concerned about winning the game. I mean, you know, having gone through what we've gone through at the quarterback situation, you know, like I said, I'm going to take it one day at a time and then come Sunday, do whatever I can to help this team win and not worry about anything past that.
Beyond the status stuff, just what kind of specific things would you like to improve?
Yeah, just go out and execute. Obviously, you know, the other night obviously had a lot of positives and, you know, to finish on a negative note, you know, it kind of always leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But you look at the positives and hopefully try to continue those. And then, you know, when you go out there, just eliminate the bad plays.
Initial impressions of Jacksonville's front seven. What have you seen?
Well, I played against them last year, and they gave us a hell of a game last year. We actually lost to them. With those guys up front, they're really the anchor of that defense, and they make it hard for you to run the ball. They make it hard for you to pass the ball, and they're doing a great job. You can tell they're coached very well, Coach Bradley, and their defensive coordinator. You know, they have those guys really coached, you know, really well. I thought last year when I played against them, they were one of the best defenses we played against. And, you know, so it'll definitely be a challenge for us. And we got to have our best week of preparation yet.